In late February, the city of Cape Town auctioned off 53 properties it owns across the city. Among them was one of the most recognizable buildings in the Western Cape, the Good Hope Center. The man who says he submitted the winning bid? Well, he's a Nigerian megapastor who runs a charismatic church. And questions are being asked about whether this is the right future for one of Cape Town's most iconic buildings. I'm Rebecca Davis, senior journalist at Daily Maverick. The Good Hope Center is the vast domed exhibition hall on Solowrie Road that has been looming over Cape Town's foreshore since 1976. It was designed by pioneering Italian engineer Pier Luigi Nervi, whose work helped shape modernist architecture around the world. At nearly 25,000 square meters, the building was originally used as a major conference and events venue for the city. But in recent years, the center has fallen into disrepair. Maintenance costs have ballooned, parts of the facility have stood largely unused, and the city has increasingly viewed the site as an expensive liability rather than a civic asset. So in February, the municipality put it up for auction along with dozens of other properties. And when the hammer fell, the reported sale price for the Good Hope Center was 135 million rand. For a building of that size and historical significance in the foreshore area, property developers say actually that's astonishingly low. One developer told Daily Maverick that the price was extraordinarily good. To put it into perspective, mixed-use buildings in the same area, measuring around 4,800 square meters, have been listed for about 125 million. Good Hope Center is more than five times larger. And the price cut is before you consider the money already spent on the building. According to Good Party councillor Suzette Little, the city recently invested 4.7 million rand in upgrades at the site. Little also says that budget documents include another 100 million rand in future allocations linked to the property. Which raises an obvious question. How does selling the site for 135 million rand after recent public investment amount to a good deal for the city of Cape Town and its ratepayers? But the bigger mystery right now isn't the price, it's the buyer. The auction was conducted by the Claremont Group. Prospective bidders had to place a refundable 100,000 rand deposit, and both local and foreign bidders were allowed to participate. Initial reports suggested that the Good Hope Center had been sold to a buyer identified only as John. Shortly afterwards, Cape Town tabloid Daily Voice connected the dots to Pastor John Anosike. Around the same time, one of his fellow pastors posted online celebrating what she described as a spiritual victory. The Good Hope Center is a gate in Cape Town, she wrote, and the church has taken their position at the gate of the city. Anosike, who's about 45 years old, was born in Nigeria and leads a church called Spirit Revelation Ecclesia, often abbreviated as SRE. It's not known exactly when Anosike moved to South Africa or how he obtained the legal permission to remain here. But his church seems to have been established in Cape Town around 2010 and currently operates from premises on Voortrekker Road in Maitland. Its theology falls firmly within the prosperity gospel tradition. That's the belief that God rewards faith with financial wealth and that donating money to a church or spiritual leader is the main pathway to material blessing. On SRE's website, financial giving is structured into several programs, and one of them, called First Fruit, directs financial contributions into an FNB bank account held in Anosike's personal name rather than that of a church entity. In 2024, Nigerian media reported that Anosike told followers who viewed him as a spiritual mentor that they had to bring him their full January salary.
I fear nobody and I fear no criticisms. If you call me your spiritual father, this month's salary is your first fruit of the year. It is for me, not for church. It is for this altar.
The church's teachings include some unusual claims. Promotional material has suggested followers can not see physical death. During the COVID-19 pandemic, one blessing circulated by the ministry simply declared COVID-19 impossible. Anosike himself, meanwhile, has posted on Facebook that both premarital sex and homosexual relations are not permitted by God.
Of the Lord, to keep your mind pure would require a disciplined body, a disciplined conduct, a disciplined activities.
Recently, the church has been actively fundraising for something called the Good Hope Vow. The church website contains a section devoted to the Good Hope Center giving platform, complete with images of the Cape Town building itself. Followers from around the world have been encouraged to contribute. Anosike has in particular been targeting American followers to donate American dollars to purchase this South African heritage building. Now, the city of Cape Town initially expressed satisfaction and enthusiasm about the results of the auction on social media, saying it had successfully auctioned off the Good Hope Center. But when we started asking questions about its sale to this Nigerian megapastor, the city seemed to backtrack a bit, now stressing that the sale was not in fact final because the winning bid still has to be assessed for a number of important factors, including the proposed plans for the building. Exactly what Anosike would do with the building remains unclear, and the church told us it couldn't respond to our questions due to the high volume of media inquiries. Other reports suggest, however, that the Good Hope Center would at least in part be used as a megachurch. For Capetonians who had hoped that the city, instead of auctioning off the building to a private buyer, might instead convert this building into low-cost housing for the poor, the church leadership offered some consolation. According to one report, they've said that they intend to use the Good Hope Center for, quote, social housing for the soul.